This morning on Wake Up With Hope, we have a refreshing message from Pastor Mark Finley, a special segment with our very own Ronnie Mills, and a relevant message on house fires and our spiritual life.
Stay tuned. Good morning, friends, and welcome to our program. We hope you had a great Thanksgiving. You know, we're thankful that we could gather together with our loved ones to share these special moments together and make new memories. In fact, this afternoon, my family and I, we're going to watch the World Cup game, U.S. versus England.
That should be a pretty interesting game.
They say it's going to be the most watched game in U.S. history.
Wow, well, we'll have to see how it goes. How about you? How was your Thanksgiving? Send us a message on Wake Up With Hope Facebook page and let us know. We would love to hear from you.
Well, we are thrilled to share the hope of Jesus with you this morning. Let me ask you a question. What would you do if you had a house fire? It's probably something none of us would ever want to face, and yet many of us have. But what spiritual lessons can we draw from such a tragic event? Later in our program, Pastor Taj Pakleb will share an insightful lesson from a house fire he and his family faced. But first, let's take a look back at what happened on this day in history.
On November 25, 1999, the United Nations General Assembly passed a resolution designating November 25 the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. The resolution, which was introduced by the Dominican Republic, marked the anniversary of the death of three sisters, Patria, Minerva, and Maria Teresa Mirabal, who were murdered there in 1960. While women in Latin America and the Caribbean had honored the day since 1981, all UN countries did not formally recognize it until 1999. The Mirabal sisters are known for taking a stand against the dictatorship rule of Rafael Trujillo, president of the Dominican Republic. These three women fought against the cruel regime by exposing the truth about how many people the dictator had killed for going against him, and even obtained guns and bombs for an open revolt. Writing about the sisters, an author once wrote, "No matter how many times Trujillo jailed them, no matter how much of their property and possessions he seized, the sisters refused to give up on their mission to restore democracy and civil liberties to the island nation."
You know, friend, it is an important lesson for us to learn as well, to have courage in face of fear. And ultimately, the author of evil, Satan himself. You see, no matter how much he takes from us, no matter what pain he causes us, we must not give up the fight. We must cling to Jesus and let him fight the battle for us. You know, we can prepare ourselves and even arm ourselves every single day with the armor of God. As we spend time with Jesus every day and refuse to give up our mission to overcome, we can be sure that we will have the victory.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And now it's time to find out what spiritual lessons we can draw from a house fire. Taj Pakleb shares another Revelation of Hope series entitled Evacuation Time.
On the earth, we do it instead.
It was an amazing day. My wife and I had taken some of our visiting mainland friends to explore the east side of our beautiful island home. We started our morning at the beach, whale watching and swimming, and we ended our day with a spectacular mountain hike up the Pali. We stopped and got shave ice along the way. The food is great, the fellowship was sweet, the day was so relaxing, and it ended in a most beautiful sunset. I went to bed tired and satisfied, looking forward to a good night's rest, excited for another adventure, this time on the west side. Nothing was out of the ordinary. I expected to wake up as usual to another beautiful Hawaiian day. I had no idea what was coming. At 3 o'clock that morning, I was rudely awakened by a terrifying scream. There was a loud pounding on my door. The house next door was on fire. And I rushed out of the house, I was brought face to face with a blazing inferno. It was already as high as our two-story home, and it began to reach over our walls. I did my best to protect our home, but my puny garden hose did absolutely nothing. It was good enough to water my mango tree, but it was powerless over this angry conflagration. 5 minutes later, and the fire had broken our windows and was spreading in our family home, the home that my beloved grandfather built from the foundation up with his own hands. Had we slept just 5 minutes longer, perhaps I wouldn't be here to tell the story. I didn't have any time to gather any of my possessions. I only had time to wake up my wife, throw on a shirt, and get out. And thank God we all got out. It was a crazy experience. One of the many lessons I learned from this ordeal is that we need to live our lives to the fullest and to live each day as though it's our last and to be ready always to meet death in peace. I've also learned that time flies in a crisis hour. You see, just as I only had a few moments to escape the fiery destruction of our home, so too we in this world only have a little bit of time to prepare for the final destruction of planet Earth. The Bible says that the world is passing away and the lust of it, but he that does God's will abide forever. But unfortunately, many are indifferent to the crisis hour we're in. Many are sleeping in carnal security, thinking that they're going to wake up to business as usual. Many are indifferent to the signs of alarm going off all around us. Economic instability, political corruption, moral decay, international unrest, terrorism, and natural disasters increasing in intensity and frequency. All of these are signs that the end is very near. And in these final moments of this earth's history, Jesus is pounding at the door of our hearts. He's trying to wake us up from spiritual sleepiness, and he's pleading with us to get ready for evacuation. You see, friends, we don't have time to be storing up our treasures in a world that will soon be destroyed. We don't have time to waste upon the trivial things of life, things that make no difference in light of eternity. Right now is evacuation time. It is a high time for us to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. It is time for us to seek the Lord with all our hearts, time to pray like we've never prayed before, time to gather our loved ones at the altar of sacrifice, time to give our hearts to the only one that can save us when this whole world is on fire. You see, just as I only had time to wake up my wife, put on my shirt, and get out of the house, so too we only have time to gather our loved ones and put on the robe of Christ's righteousness and get ready to leave this world of sin. And so today I encourage you to use the last few precious moments in this world to do the most important things in life. Hug your children, kiss your wife, spend time with your family, get rid of all the non-essentials, and most importantly, let God cover you with the fireproof robe of His righteousness. For it is only the righteousness of Christ that will last for time and for all eternity.
Don't forget, if you're enjoying today's show, share it with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more. And search for us on YouTube as well. Check out our YouTube channel, subscribe, and keep up with us there too.
We have to take a short break now, but when we return, Ronnie Mills will be joining us. Welcome back, amigos. This morning we have Ronnie Mills from our very own Hope Channel family here to share some announcements with us. Ronnie?
Good morning, Saints, and happy Friday. I am so excited this morning. I get to interview two of my favorite Christian leaders in the world. Many of you have been blessed by the inspiring devotionals that they both present on Wake Up with Hope. I'm speaking of the wonderful Gene Bustra, the Associate Speaker of the Voice of Prophecy, as well as creator and executive producer of Discovery Mountain, and Alex Rodriguez, Associate Speaker of Voice of Prophecy and Director of Evangelism. Welcome, Gene and Alex, to the Friday edition of Wake Up with Hope.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Hi, Ronnie. Good to see you.
For a viewer who may be seeing both of you for the first time, what is the Voice of Prophecy Ministry?
Go ahead, Gene.
Okay. That's a great question. You know, Voice of Prophecy started way back in 1929 by HMS Richard Sr., started as a radio ministry, in fact, in a chicken coop in Los Angeles. So we've come a long ways during those years, but Voice of Prophecy is one of the media ministries of the North American division.
Jean, you're also creator and executive producer of Discovery Mountain. Please explain this show and if there are any new developments.
Sure. Discovery Mountain, we like to call it our audio adventure series for kids. It's an audio program. We create 24 half-hour full episodes every year, and there's new content every week through mini adventures. And Discovery Mountain is a fun way for families to exercise their faith, to learn Bible stories, to learn real life applications of faith. And we have some incredible voice actors. Alex plays the voice of God.
Yes.
And Ronnie, you have played and are going to continue to play the disciple John. What's new at Discovery Mountain? We've added a new club. It's called the Discovery Mountain Club. So I could tell you a lot more, but I'll leave it at that.
Well, Voice of Prophecy has also launched a new program called Authentic that is aired on Hope Channel. What is the purpose of the program, and what's been the feedback from the public?
Yeah, I'll talk about that, Ronnie. I think the focus of the program really is to talk to folks out there that have existential questions of life. Where do we come from? What does it mean to be? What is being? You know, why is there evil in the world? These kinds of questions that really plague a lot of us, but also keep a lot of folks from embracing Christianity. We're trying to answer those questions, and of course, Sean has been blessed with the years of studying a lot of this philosophical material and historical material, and so he blends all of that in a 30-minute program, where he presents some of the philosophers or the historians, so their perspectives on life, and then goes to the scripture in the bottom third of the program and really debunks a lot of these theories with scripture. It's a fantastic program, and some of the stories that he's getting are incredible. Folks that are saying things like, "You are shaking the foundation mm-hmm. of my upbringing with this particular program," and so it's really hitting the market where we were intending to hit.
Alex, I know you're also in charge of evangelism at VOP. Are there currently any evangelism outreaches that you're preparing for North America?
Sure, absolutely. Right now, we're in the middle of launching Serpentine Prophecy again. We're going to play this during Halloween, during the Halloween weekend. And Serpentine Prophecy is really looking at the state of the dead. And it's really a fascinating story looking at how Greek philosophers had embraced Egyptian theory and brought that into their theory, and how we ended up in Christianity. We embraced all of this and made a muddy mess about, you know, what happens to people when they die. So that's gonna play or air right during the Halloween season. And then currently we're working in Calgary, Canada. And of course, Jean, that's something
home.
Close to
yeah.
your heart, but working in Calgary and working with 18 churches, getting ready for Revelation Speaks Peace next year in 2023 between April and May. So that's really exciting. We're ramping up for that right now.
And Jean, what do you find most rewarding regarding the inspirational devotionals that you record for Wake Up with Hope?
You know, it's such a privilege to be a part of the Hope Channel family and record Wake Up with Hope. This is actually our set that we're sitting on right now, is the set that we record our devotionals on. And, you know, for me, we're very busy at Voice of Prophecy. And so how I've found time to create the devotionals is just taking it out of my personal worship time. So while I'm sitting there at my kitchen table every morning, I have a notebook beside me. And when I have an idea or a thought, I just jot it down. And these devotionals have really kind of pushed me to take those worship thoughts that I might just think kind of surfacey about and dig deeper and study more deeply. Recently, I did a whole series of Wake Up with Hope devotionals on the Beatitudes, and I was incredibly blessed just in the preparation of those. So it's wonderful to partner with you. And Alex, I don't know what your experience has been like. How do you get inspired to create these devotionals?
You know, it's the same way. I used to preach basically off the my personal devotion time in the morning, which was a positive from that perspective, negative towards the fact I never look at the calendar, so I have no idea when Mother's Day is coming. I just preach whatever it was that I was studying. But right now I've been in a bit of a Genesis kick, and so the next few ones that are coming out are really focusing on Genesis. You'll hear it over and over again, Genesis 1, 2, and 3, and just springing from that. But yeah, that personal devotion time, Gene, that's the same. It just inspires you, and being able to develop that into something further than what you normally would, it's a great thing.
Well, thanks, Gene and Alex, for joining us today on the Friday edition of Wake Up with Hope. And thank you for tuning in today. Your support allows Hope Channel to produce this daily Christ-centered morning program. We need your continued help. Call in your donation today at 1-888-446-7388. Again, that's 1-888-446-7388. Or donate online at hopetv.org/donate. That's hopetv.org/donate. Thanks for your support.
We have to take a quick break, but when we return, Pastor Mark Finley will be bringing us an inspiring message. Wake Up with Hope. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope, friends. Thank you for making us a part of your weekend.
And it's now time for our devotional thought. This morning, it will be brought to us by Pastor Mark Finley.
The book of Proverbs is so practical. It talks about the inner person, the joyful heart, and the hopeful soul. You know, somebody has said that you can live days without food, hours without water, minutes without air, but no time at all without hope. Hope renews our spirits. It encourages our hearts and cheers our thoughts. That's why this series of programs sponsored by the Hope Channel is called Wake Up with Hope. We want you every single morning to start your day with a hopeful heart and a joyful spirit. In today's proverb, Solomon states an eternal truth. He states that when you lose hope, it really crushes your spirit and destroys the joy of your life. Our proverb that we're going to study today is found in Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 12. It says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it's a tree of life." Hope deferred makes the heart sick. Solomon here is stating an eternal truth. When you lose hope, your energy is sapped. Your ambition is gone. Your reason for living evaporates, and life no longer has purpose. The Bible mentions the word hope over 150 times. One of the classic passages in Scripture on hope is found in Romans chapter 15, verse 13. In fact, when we were thinking about a name for this channel, many years ago when Hope Channel started, this was one of the texts that guided us in the formation of Hope Channel. And it's found in Romans chapter 15, verse 13. "Now the God of hope," don't you love that? He is the God of hope. He's not the God of discouragement, not the God of depression, not the God of sorrow. He's the God of what? What is he? The God of hope. Verse 13, "Now the God of hope fill you with joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." So he is the God of hope. And when we come to this passage and understand what Paul is saying to us, he's saying that he's testifying that the positive results of having a mind filled with hope, just like Solomon states, the tragic results of losing hope. But when we're filled with hope, we have a reason to live. And our hearts are filled with two things. What are they filled with? Joy, and they're filled with peace. Notice again, "Now the God of hope fill you," fill us with what? With joy. Fill us with what else? Peace in believing, so that we can what? Abound in hope. When Solomon spoke, Solomon said, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick." So if you have no hope, it leads you to depression, discouragement. Some time ago, a man was traveling through Kansas, the snow was coming down and his car got stuck and he put a big sign on the window, please help me. But yet people kept passing him by and he lost hope. And because he lost hope, he sat there in his car, discouraged, despondent, ultimately frozen to death, because he didn't even want to get out of the car to flag somebody down. He didn't even want to, people just kept passing him by, and he said, I just lost hope. On the other hand, one of the most amazing stories I've read on hope was the story illustration of a boy who was burned in a fire. And he was really badly burned, scars on his hands, scars on his face, and he had to spend many, many weeks in the hospital. And the school district that he was in employed a teacher to assist children who were in the hospital or to assist children who were sick for any long-term period of time with their studies so that the children wouldn't get behind. After the first visit that the teacher had with this boy, she really was discouraged. When she went into his room and saw that the bandages on his hands and face, and she didn't know, what am I supposed to teach him, math, reading, he can't comprehend anything. And she was really discouraged. But yet the nurses were quite amazed after her visit. And the nurses came to his room and he seemed to be different. And so when the teacher came the next week to teach him, the nurses said, well, what did you do to that boy? Now the teacher was a little bit shocked by their statement because she thought, this boy must have gotten worse. He's not improving. And the nurses said, no, that's not the point at all, but his attitudes are completely changed. He wants to live. What did you do? And the teacher said, I didn't do anything. I just came to teach him his subjects, and she continued to come. A few weeks later, as the boy continued to improve, his health got dramatically better, then one of the nurses said to him, you know, since that teacher's been coming, you have just done so much better. Why? And he said, you know, I began to think about it. And I thought of it this way. They would not send a teacher to teach a dying boy. I have hope. I'm going to live. That's what hope does. Hope buoys up our spirits. Hope encourages our hearts. Hope has life-giving power. So today, face your world filled with hope. But you say, Pastor Mark, if you knew my world, you wouldn't be filled with hope, because the lump under my arm has been diagnosed as malignant and it's metastasized and I may have 6 months to live. How can I have hope? Pastor Mark, my husband left me for another woman and I have 3 kids to raise. How can I have hope? Pastor Mark, I've just been laid off from my job. How can I have hope? Let me give you a couple promises in the Bible of hope. The Apostle Paul was in prison. He was in prison in Rome. He was in a dark, damp, dingy dungeon. But yet he wrote words of joy. In the book of Philippians, it's called the Epistle of Joy. Over 25 times it mentions joy or rejoicing. Paul was in prison, but he had hope. And here in Philippians, chapter 4, verse 13. Here is something to be thankful about. Here is something to have thanksgiving all year long about. Philippians chapter 4, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Whatever circumstance you are in, you can have hope because you're not in it alone. Whatever circumstance you face, you can have hope because there's one that walks by your side. Whatever challenge you face, however high the mountain is, however deep the valley is, however dark the night is, you have hope. You can do all things through Christ because He is going to be there to strengthen you. He's going to be there to encourage you. And notice verse 19, Philippians chapter 4. But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. What needs do you have today? Go out. Face your world with hope. Because Jesus, the living Christ, is going to supply all your need with the riches of glory. Jesus is your hope. Why can I have hope? Because I have Jesus. And Jesus is my hope. Discouragement breaks us down. Hope lifts us up. So go in the strength of Christ. Go in the love of Christ. Go in the grace of Christ. And let your heart be filled with hope.
Thank you so much, Pastor Mark, for those inspiring words.
Well, we have come already to the end of our program for today. Thank you so much for watching Wake Up with Hope. And if you'd like to learn more about us and our Hope Channel family, please visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup. And you can also share hope with your friends. Again, the website is hopetv.org/wakeup.
We hope you have a positive and blessed weekend resting in the love of Jesus. And don't forget, we'll be right here on Monday morning. We're going to start the week with Voice of Prophecy sharing a morning devotional thought and so much more. Don't forget to start your week right here at Wake Up with Hope.
And if you enjoyed our devotional thought today, please visit hope.study, and there you'll find how to receive your own free Bible study guides.
We pray that you will feel the love and peace of God surrounding you throughout this weekend.
And before we say goodbye, we have a Bible promise to share with you. Today's Bible promise comes from Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3.
And it says, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants."
Amen. What an amazing promise.
Amen. God has committed himself to fill you and me with his presence when we need it the most. And when we thirst for him, he will be right there.
And not only that, but he has given his word that he will pour out his spirit on our children.
Amen.
Friends, let's pray together that God would come near to us, that we would sense our great need of him and be filled with his presence. Let's pray together. Dear Father in heaven, right now, Lord, we acknowledge our emptiness and also claim your promise that you're God who wants to fill us with your very presence. And so just now, Lord, would you come and pour your Holy Spirit upon us? May your presence abide within us. As we begin this day, Lord, we have courage and strength knowing that you are by our side, giving us everything we need for life and to accomplish all things today for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.